We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to This Week on the Crimson Tide Sports Network, presented by GoPuff. We've all been there. Late in the fourth quarter, Alabama's game is getting tight, and all of a sudden, you need a refill. What do you do? I'll tell you what I do. Order all my stuff on GoPuff. I know I'm not hitting the store mid-game, I've got a TV to yell at, but GoPuff delivers in minutes, so I don't even have to give up my spot on the couch. GoPuff is great on game day, but I use them for everything. Laundry day, first day classes, late night studying, late night other things. They've got snacks, drinks, cleaning stuff, school supplies, and tons more. Give it a shot. Use code VARSITY at checkout for $10 off your first two orders. Order minimum may apply. Offer valid through January 1st, 2022. Hello again, everybody. I'm Roger Hoover. It's time to take a look at the best of CTSN programming from this past week. Alabama football started the season with a resounding 44-13 win over Miami in the Chick-fil-A kickoff game in Atlanta last Saturday. This week on the network started with a quick look back at that victory over the Hurricanes. Corey Reamer joined Eli Gold on Crimson Tide Rewind on Monday night from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia Hills.
There's a lot of expectations coming into this game after the season that they put together last year, going 13-0, 11-0 against an all-SEC schedule, dominating in the playoffs, and one of the best offenses that we've seen from Alabama in a long time, maybe ever. So I think the expectations coming into it were, where were we going to pick up from last year? And I thought that we did extremely well. Maybe had a rough start with some new faces on the offensive line and a few other places throughout the game, but overall, dominating performance like we expected. Good to see us get off to a good start and played well overall from all aspects.
With the Miami game in the books, we started looking ahead to Saturday's game against the Mercer Bears, starting with Tuesday's edition of Crimson Drive, presented by Coca-Cola. Rick Cameron is the longtime voice of the Mercer Bears, and he joined me for the other booth during Crimson Drive to give us a detailed scouting report on Mercer football.
Well, I think, the first game, you're always concerned about turnovers and mistakes, but I thought overall they played really well. We've got a new strength and conditioning coach. I thought the offensive line really looked good and strong. We only had three turnovers in the game, but they were minor of subsequence. We were able to run the ball well, but primarily got a lot of guys back on defense. And obviously in a shutout game like that, the defense really played well. NAI was fighting to the very end, but I think if you look at the total yardage, which was nearly 800 and the 69 points, I don't remember a football game where one team had 40 first downs and the other four. So that's kind of an indication that things really went well all night for the Bears that night.
And we've already heard from head coach Nick Saban that Mercer plays offense a little differently than a lot of teams Alabama will face this year. Just how would you describe Coach Cronic's offense?
Well, it's interesting. I did hear Coach Saban say it was a combination of maybe the wishbone and the wing tee, but I was over on at the field house this morning and talking with our director of operations over there. And he said, we like to call it the bling tee. So I don't know if that's true or not, but it is an unusual offensive multiple offense that Coach Cronic and his father, Danny Cronic, who was his high school coach, and also they coached together at Reinhardt. But it features, you've got the quarterback, you've got a tight end, you've got a running back, but then you'll have two positions that are jokers, a joker A, a joker Z. And the joker position is a hybrid position. He may be called upon to run the ball, maybe to catch the ball, maybe a blocking position. So I don't know of anybody else that has a 2D that actually calls a position a joker. Does make for some interesting conversations on coaches' shows some nights when he talks about the joker. Of course, still in just his second year as a coach. All of our football fans, the diehards, know. But let's clarify, when you talk about jokers, you're talking about a legitimate position on this football team.
Also on Tuesday, we were joined by Alabama legend Tommy Wilcox. He and Thomas Boyd will be honorary captains for the Mercer game, and he spoke about what led him to Alabama to play for the legendary Paul Bear Bryant.
I think it was Coach Bryant, and, back then, people today don't realize, but back then there was only three channels, ABC, NBC, CBS, and there wasn't all these knockoffs, you know. So with there only being three networks, get the chance to play on TV and all, wasn't everybody didn't get a chance to do that, but Alabama did. And I remember Coach Bryant, saying that it would be hard and tough if you came to the university, but I think you made the right stuff and all this. And he said, I'm not going to promise you that you'll start. I'm not going to promise you this, or I'm not going to give you this, but this is what the university offers. And one of those things was a chance to play for a national championship in a SEC championship and a chance to play on TV so that your friends and family back home would get a chance to watch you. And then, of course, he said a first-class education. And all those three things came true, and I think it was that. I think it was Coach Bryant. And I think that, you don't ever know if you can play or not. I mean, you really don't. I mean, you might have did some good in high school, but now you're up here in the big leagues, and I never knew if I could play or not. And I remember Coach Bryant, saying, I think you can play. I think you could do this, but it's all up to you. And I thought, I'm going to go to Alabama because if I make it there, if I can play there, then deep down in my heart, I could play anywhere. And it was a challenge that he gave me. And even though I didn't know if I could play, I wanted to make that challenge. And luckily I did, and everything worked out pretty good.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. it's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Wednesday afternoon featured the first monthly visit with Alabama's Director of Athletics, Greg Byrne, on our CTSN Facebook page for Greg Byrne Live. He described what fans can expect when they come to Bryant-Denny Stadium for the first time this season on Saturday.
Obviously, the mask mandates for indoor spaces, not outside. So that still exists. We have electronic ticketing now, which I want to strongly encourage. Please don't wait till you walk up to the gate to download your ticket. Download your ticket in advance before you come in, and save it on your phone, and then have it for you when you walk in so to keep the line sped up. We're actually going to have new metal detectors that people are going to see. They're actually much more efficient in getting people through, which actually helps us from a staffing standpoint, so that people will see that as well. There'll be directions on how you handle that. We are pleased that the water monsters are going to be back, and we're going to man those and make sure we're doing everything we can to keep them sanitized. But that will help so people can bring their empty water bottle into the stadium. You know, get something like this. These stay cold for a long time. It's a great way to, you know, make sure you're staying cool. We're also putting out the awareness about wear a hat, wear your sunscreen and do everything you can to protect yourself from the heat. I'm hoping that we'll have some cloud cover on Saturday. We always know our first couple games at home can be a little warm. So we have those things going on. And then we'll also have the cooling stations around the stadium, that there'll be maps for those. So, you know, people can go get in front of some misting fans and have a chance to cool down during times during the stadium as well.
Thursday afternoon, we were back for Crimson Drive presented by Coca-Cola. That show included Writer's Row, featuring a conversation with Alabama beat writer Mike Rodak of AL.com.
Yeah, and I think the questions that were on my mind are probably the same that were on Nick Saban's mind. I mean, he was pretty open about it, that he didn't know how this offense would look with all the new faces along the offensive line and obviously a receiver, running back, quarterback. And I think it exceeded his expectations. I think it exceeded mine as well. I was expecting, you know, them to ease into it a little bit more. And I think the first throw that Bryce Young had was deep down the field. And that sort of set the tone for how they felt about some of the players out there and what they're capable of doing. And, you know, even though they didn't connect on that throw, obviously they were able to make that long touchdown later between Bryce and Jameson Williams. So that was really the biggest takeaway for me, was just seeing how quickly those guys were able to assimilate into this offensive system, which, by the way, is a new offensive coordinator calling the plays and really almost an entirely new offensive staff as well. So just to see all that come together and to score 44 points and, you know, four touchdowns from Bryce Young, the most out of a quarterback in his debut, I think that exceeded my expectations. And that was the biggest thing that I saw.
Thursday night, of course, means it's time for Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa. Eli Gold and special media guest Jordan Rogers of the SEC Network were joined by Coach Saban at the restaurant, and Coach gave his final word of the night, presented by Mercedes-Benz.
Well, you know, the first thing I'd like to do that we didn't get to talk about was, Linda and I sent 70 text messages today. 70.
Okay.
70 guys, former Alabama players on NFL rosters at some level. And, I'm really pleased and happy for all those guys, but I'm also thankful for all they did to help the Alabama program be all that it can be. And I know the fans appreciate that as well. And you take great interest on seeing the guys play on Sunday, which I don't get the opportunity to do very often. But I really want to thank all those guys and wish them well, you know, in their seasons, because they've done a great job and been great ambassadors for the University of Alabama. It's going to be great to play at home this week. It's going to be great to play in Bryant-Denny Stadium. It seems like I can't even remember the last time we played there when we had fans, because last year was such an abnormality.
Sure.
So we're certainly looking forward to that. I hope it's a great day. I think that, you know, energy and enthusiasm is always something that encourages players in a positive way. And I don't care who we're playing. I think that's really, really important. And I talked a lot about maintaining intensity. And I think great energy and enthusiasm in the crowd is certainly something that helps players do that. It doesn't matter who we're playing, come out and support our guys. And I think the number one challenge for us is to be able to sustain that kind of intensity so that we can take the next step and improve as a team.
This has been Roger Hoover. Thank you for listening to This Week on the Crimson Tide Sports Network, presented by GoPuff. To listen or watch full episodes of the content you just heard, be sure to like the Crimson Tide Sports Network on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can also watch our video show archives on YouTube, and it's easy to subscribe to the Alabama Insider Podcast on all podcast platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and so many more. Remember, our coverage of Alabama football against Mercer this Saturday begins at noon Central on the network, with kickoff at 3 p.m. on your local radio affiliate or worldwide on the Varsity Network app. And you can also watch the Booth Cam presented by Royal Furniture on the CTSN Facebook page. Thanks for listening, and roll Tide!